This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. There's been much hand-wringing the past 10 days or so about American companies that are betting a big chunk of their future growth on the growing Chinese middle class. One of the most vulnerable of such companies appears to be Apple, what with its manufacturing base there and all those Chinese consumers as well. In fact, CEO Tim Cook took the extraordinary step this week of publicly saying his company is going to be fine in China. Thank you very much. But as Marketplace's Adrian Hill reports, it is not quite that simple. It never is.
Apple and China are together. Like, together, together. The Chinese market accounted for about a quarter of Apple's revenue last quarter. And China is where the growth is. The Economist publishes something called the Sino-Dependency Index, a ranking of how dependent U.S. companies are on China, and Apple's at the top. Chris Christopher is from IHS.
On the surface, it looks like, oh, this might be bad. You know, this might be, you know, sales are going to drop.
But a Chinese stock market meltdown does not an Apple disaster make.
Some companies, you know, they're still going to do well. People are always willing to pay a premium for the Apple product.
It also helps that the near-term fortunes of the Chinese middle class aren't that closely tied to the fortunes of the markets.
In China, because people have high savings, they have a huge cushion.
Linda Lim teaches at the University of Michigan's Ross School of Business. She says the Chinese middle class also have jobs.
The consumption part of the Chinese economy should be relatively stable.
But China's economic slide could pinch Apple in other ways. Consider the devaluation of the Chinese yuan. Gene Munster is an analyst at Piper Jaffray.
When the sales in China get converted back to U.S. dollars, it has a negative impact on how much comes back to U.S. dollars.
Some of Apple's manufacturing contracts are agreed in dollars, which could also hurt the company's line. Apple could raise prices of the iPhone in China, but that might encourage Chinese smartphone buyers to look more closely at the competition. It's tricky. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.